3. Why versus how? The art of persuasion in a multicultural world. The art of persuasion is one of the most crucial business skills. Without the ability to persuade others to support your ideas, you won't be able to attract the support you need to turn those ideas into realities. And though most people are unaware of it, the ways you seek to persuade others and the kinds of arguments you find persuasive are deeply rooted in your culture's philosophical, religious, and educational assumptions and attitudes. Far from being universal, then, the art of persuasion is one that is profoundly culture-based. That was the hard lesson learned by Kara Williams, an American engineer newly working as a research manager for a German firm in the automotive industry. As one of the leading experts in her field, Williams had extensive experience presenting recommendations and influencing her American colleagues to follow her ideas. But when Williams began working in a German environment, she didn't realize that being persuasive would require a different approach. When I think back to my first presentation to my new German bosses, I wish I had understood the difference and hadn't let their feedback get under my skin. If I had held my cool, I might have been able to salvage this situation. Williams has faced many challenges in her career. Before taking the job with the German firm, she worked for an Australian company from her home office in Boston, traveling frequently to the Sydney headquarters to give presentations and offer advice. "A lot of my job relies on my ability to sell my ideas and influence my internal clients to take the best path," she explains. "I'm good at what I do, but I hate constant long-distance travel. When offered a similar position working for a German auto supplier, I jumped at the opportunity for shorter travel distances." Williams's first project was providing technical advice on how to reduce carbon emissions from one of the group's green car models. After visiting several automotive plants, observing the systems and processes there, and meeting with dozens of experts and end users, Williams developed a set of recommendations that she felt would meet the company's strategic and budgetary goals. She traveled to Munich to give a one-hour presentation to the decision-makers, a group of German directors. "It was my first internal presentation, and its success would be important for my reputation," Williams recalls. In preparation for the meeting, Williams thought carefully about how to give the